The Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And it's our 100th episode.
Hey. We made it. Oh my fucking gosh. This girl.
Quick. I was no, I'm joking.
Like four or five times, and I was like, you know what? No, it's actually something we got. We got something, man. This is dope.
Yes, we are so excited. Shout out to the whole team. Yeah, T. Diddy Smith, Twerk God.
I got one of the teammates right here.
He's part of your throuple now.
Chill out.
He done moved in with you and Carla. I don't know what the fuck to do with y'all.
His wife is here. His wife is here.
Oh, a throuple. Yeah. A fajuple.
Oh, we got more people coming. We got the baby shower. I thought y'all was going to be here. But
I am going to be there in spirit.
Okay, dope. Okay. Even better. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have y'all. We got the Zoom. So we're going to try to get everybody coming to the Zoom.
I will definitely be there via Zoom. I sent something to you guys' house. So you should get it tomorrow.
Fire.
Yeah.
Appreciate
and
it.
Wax has his camel toe out today.
Again? I'm trying. My baby be trying. Yo, she be cutting up and like fucking up my gray sweatpants. She just like throw them out. She's like, she can't. But I don't like nothing else but sweatpants. You know what I'm saying?
And white tees.
Yeah, and jeans. I hate jeans. I can't move from moving jeans because they cut them different. Like, I'm a black man. I'm not European. Like, everything is European fit. So that's why you talk about earlier with your shirt. I said, yo, that shit dope. And I only go wear white tees because I can't go into a shirt, like, somewhere and just throw a shirt on. My body type is different. You know what I'm saying? So I wish.
You got titties now. Ever since you got pregnant. Your body changes when you get pregnant. They ain't tell you that?
I was trying not. See, if you ask Twerk, man. I got my pull-up bar. I got my dip bar and stuff in the back. I do my core. I be on my shit. I can't slack off.
Oh, waxy poo. Okay, well, we're going to celebrate our episode. And of course, we keeping it 100 because it's 100th episode. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start. It's so many great moments that we've had.
Wow.
What was y'all favorite moment? Let's start there before we even get into anything else. I have a million.
Take that. It's a lot because like I have the list. I loved having, I think what I was really proud of really was the Who's on Drugs live show, like for the pandemic and everything
else. Oh yeah, that was a good time. And it was like, you guys put it together
very fast though.
And y'all wouldn't tell me this guy was gonna sit there and try to roast me. I'll go fuck this nigga.
Wax got so fucking serious. I don't think we've ever seen him get that serious on this podcast. It was two times when he was talking about his son and when that man tried to come for you. And
I didn't
Wax
know how to do it.
He was upset. I was like, oh my God, I was shocked because I thought you were going to joke from the beginning because it's on the computer. But you was like,
I ain't know nothing about all that. If y'all had sit there and prepared me, I would have been like, okay, because this is how I go up. Even my nephew's like, oh, look at Uncle Wax. And I'd be like, look, Uncle Wax, what, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's another serious moment. We actually have Mace that's about to come on. And no, I'm just look
Early,
at his face.
What's up, my brother? God bless us. What you want to pray about?
Well, you know, you guys know. Remember, I told y'all from before, both Busta Rhymes and Mace, I've seen them punk Wax before.
Nah, definitely not.
Back Gloria him down. Them gloves was in the pocket. You hear me?
You know, that definitely did happen. It's so crazy. L'Oreal going to talk shit to me, talking about, hey, you got poked by. I'm like, yo, you're crazy.
I was there at the Busta one.
You wasn't paying attention, nigga. I wasn't. I remember when I was looking at Charlamagne, like, you letting this nigga talk to you. See, I was straight from the streets, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, this is my dude. You got somebody talking to you. I'm looking at Charlotte like, we going to jump you first, and I'm going to beat this nigga up. You know what I'm
saying? Then I guess I shouldn't bring Busta now.
That's all love. That's
no,
all
I'm joking.
You know what's crazy?
I know,
I
I'm
love
joking.
That nigga music, the one he had the one with Rick James on it. You know what I'm saying? And Busta should be rocking. You know what
Hell
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if everybody liked the Mace line, you know what I'm saying? True pimp niggas get no dough, pay no dough for no pussy or whatever the case may be. I like Mace, but you can't come at my bro and think that everything gonna be peace. That's just all it is. And like, I still shake hands with you. Well, you gotta get disciplined. You gotta get this discipline.
So, I can't do this episode no more because we supposed to be keeping it 100 and Wax over here lying, acting like he ain't get beat up by
Buster.
You're
right.
Anyway, let's keep it going. I know one of my greatest moments was like one of our first episodes when Jack Thriller started arguing with Harlem.
And
we didn't even know what to expect because it was like our first callers. I don't think y'all even realize or know what we went through with that. And we were so flabbergasted that it was happening that we were just kind of stunned ourselves.
We weren't expecting that.
Yeah. We weren't at all. It was hilarious. Yo, Harlem, what's good? We got Jack on the line.
Yeah, why you fighting me? Over some bullshit. Then, for one, you was a liar. You didn't even have a job. You was an intern. All right, so what are you asking me? You're supposed to be there learning. I told him that. And listen. You're very hard-headed. You don't do what nobody. You do what you want to do. You kept on name dropping all things to get on my mother and fucking nerves. And whatnot, and I just couldn't get the work out of you, and everything that you wanted to add to the situation. And then another thing too, they just told me that you said something about my marriage, which you ain't even got no business even speaking on somebody that actually was trying to help you out.
That's right.
If somebody was trying to help you out.
You gotta respect that.
That sounds right.
Any personal life, and I don't know why that's cool to you. I ain't say that to say on no gangster shit. And for some reason, you want this attention, and I don't get it.
It was so funny. It was fucking hilarious. And we wanted to instigate it even more, but then it started getting a little too serious.
And they actually knew each other.
Yeah, so. Like we knew that they could actually meet up. So it was just kind of like, let's move on from that. Yeah, anyway, so so the first episode aired January 8th. And okay. It's almost 2 years. It hasn't been 2 years yet, but almost. And that was 2018. Wow. And it was amazing.
I knew you that long?
Nigga, I knew you years. You're so annoying. So, okay, one of our highlighted guests is obviously going to be Black Youngsta. Black Youngsta came and he was so fucking fire on this show, which everybody that knows me knows that, like, Black Youngsta is one of my favorites, like my favorite artist in the game. Like, I'm really cool with him. So
did he come through in a straight jacket?
He definitely had a straight jacket on. He's crazy, so he needs to be in one. And we're gonna play a little bit of a moment from Black Youngsta.
Yeah, dope.
So have y'all ever used deodorant?
Never.
For what?
To put in between so your balls don't sweat.
Hell nah.
So strippers do that. So that's why
strippers do that.
Strippers use deodorant in between their thighs. My friend Gigi McGuire, you know Gigi on lip service. Yeah. She's actually the person that told me, because my thighs.
I ain't
signing
on no stripper. The whole crazy lady. I wouldn't even like. I could how could you even fuck somebody like?
I guess on your pussy. So with the strippers, they put it in between the crease on the side.
Okay.
And like a lube. To not sweat. So yeah, of course, we have to give a big shout out to Horrible Decisions. They came through Mandy and Weezy.
That's crazy because Mandy's here.
What are you
now.
Saying yes for? Because you wasn't there.
No, I'm saying she's here now, so I was just saying that, but yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the episodes that I was going to slit your throat for. Sure. We're going to give you behind the scenes info because we're keeping it 100. Now, I was living in D.C. at the time, and I was either catching a train right after work or driving back and forth. Mm-hmm. And Wax goofy ass decided to show up 17 hours late and missed the whole entire episode.
That's fucking wild.
You showed up when we were on the last 10 minutes and you tried to walk in and I was like, he's not allowed on this episode.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So if y'all realize that Wax is not on that episode, it's because I deaded him because he thought he was just going to walk in the last 10 minutes and get some shine.
No, it wasn't about the shine. It was just I had to come from the airport and the traffic. If y'all anybody know anything about the New York traffic, it sucks, especially when you rush.
But I seem to happen to get through it all the way from D.C. through New York.
No, see, that's good. You light skin. That's the only reason why.
Of course, we got to give a huge shout out to Twerk God's husband, even though I feel like he done moved on from you now that he leveled up.
You know why? Because he is him now.
Now he's become, yes, he is him.
Yeah, he got that camera.
Big shout out to Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked.
We was
actually in Clubhouse the other day, and he was talking so great about the Bully and the Beast podcast. Okay. He said this was his favorite interview that he's ever done ever.
Dope.
That's ever. So that's amazing because he does interviews all day, every day. So tell a friend to tell a friend, pull up on a kid. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know if you can say that no more.
First of all, it's mine. Let's start there. Second of all, you know, if you trying to get hot and you don't want all the interviewers all up in your camera, early. All of, you know, kind of bullying a beast. Like, we got, you.
Early.
Okay. Of course, we got to shout out our boy, and we did, Jack Thriller. And my highlight, he was there with you in studio, and this is when we first started testing out the whole Zoom situation before the pandemic, and people were mad at us because we were trying to figure out how to get some shows every week.
We was ahead of time, though.
We was ahead of the time. Now, kiss our motherfucking ass, because you should have been thanking us. But I will say this much. Jack is crazy, and y'all really tried to overpower me on that show.
I kind of found out
all kind of disgusting
her.
Shit.
I knew Jack for years, and I found out something about him that John knew that I didn't even know. A lot of people knew. I didn't even know he was a comedian and none of that type of shit.
What did you think he was all this time? You were
I thought Jack was just doing interviews
with the nigga
50.
With the eye,
and the guy with the eye. He had something. If you got something, you could try, make something happen.
Like chlamydia. Anyway, so big shout out to our boy Jack Thriller.
Yes, sir.
Of course, Christine Valentine from Wild and Out. She pulled up on us. That was dope.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And our girl Pretty B. She always shows love. We love Pretty B. She's been on her shit lately. Y'all been seeing her on the gram?
She's moving.
She looking like money right now.
Yeah, keeping that content shit going. She out here rocking.
She must have got some dick, because she told us she ain't had dick in a while before. Yeah, she looking like Stella got a groove back.
Yeah, she loosened it up right now.
You get what I'm saying? So shout out to our girl Pretty V for getting that dick. No, I don't know if she's but another one, obviously, I know this is gonna be in here, but the most viral moment that went everywhere from Desus and Mauro to what's the name of that show? Ridiculousness to everywhere, where you talked about shitting in your own hand.
Yeah, I'm with Carla now. I can't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm so glad you
times. Those are the times. Look at this.
We all touched shit before.
I've never shitted in a tissue before.
You touch shit every single day if you shit. Like, you don't wipe yourself? It got shit in the tissue when you wipe yourself.
You don't know how to get the... Why are you touching the shit? The tissue is for the shit.
That's what I'm saying. You grab shit all the time.
No, you're
tissue.
Not saying that. You don't. Yeah, you
you're
wipe.
You wipe and you grab the shit.
You don't grab... Why are you grabbing
hold
shit?
Hold on.
Do you got so shit you stuck me, in your ass while hold you're on, taking...
Hold on. So you telling me that y'all just let the doodle fall in the toilet? Y'all don't catch it every time?
My face. Yo. I am about to leave, bro.
How do y'all take a shit?
Well, that's one of the times you want to quit, huh?
I must have seen this shit wrong.
Every day. My nigga.
I've been catching my shit all these years.
Nah, I'm more disgusted than, like, I feel like I can't continue.
What are you talking about?
My stomach
so
is
hold
turning.
On. So y'all just sit there and shit right, come right out? No way.
What happens if you got the runs or something like that? Yo, what do you do then?
You wash your hands. Why do you think people wash their hands?
Yo, you shit in your hand, bro?
With tissue.
I'm embarrassed.
Take that. Let's be clear. Before that episode, Wax, you also admitted it other stuff. So I'm going to play
like
that
what?
Too.
Like so,
hold on. Uh-oh.
I don't know nothing. I'm married over here.
I used to work at Walmart. I used to work at the car lot. I had a story on the Brilliant Idiots when I told everybody that I put my shit in my boss's pea coat because he stole one of my deals.
Mm-hmm. What kind of shit? Your own shit?
I shit it in my hand and I shit in the tissue.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah. I used to play with shit because I told God I wasn't going to punch nobody in the face no more. I had a problem like punching people in the face for like, you do something to me, I'm like, yeah, bro, you know you took my bread. But later on, I found out, like, my boss, he's supposed to be able to take those type of shits. He's like,
you shitted in your own fucking hand, bro, and put that shit in somebody.
I should, because I know he bought that pea coat. He bought that pea coat with my fucking money.
I want to throw up.
Yo, it was like one of my first deals that we owned the car for like $2. And I sold the car
nigga,
for like $3,500.
Nigga, who thinks about shitting in their hand to put the shit in somebody's pocket? I'm disgusted.
I used to play with shit a lot.
$49. Who plays with shit?
$4,998.
That's how much you made? Or that's how
I
much
would
you
have had that. I would have had that. This motherfucker going to buy that fucking pea coat on my bread. Oh, I got something for your ass. You'll never wear that shit again. Early. He might have wore that shit again. He might have. But he ain't know that shit was in there because I put it in, I smushed the pocket like this, and I walked away. If they ever got me on camera, I don't know if that was assault.
Is I think it? They should still take you to jail. It's not too late.
I don't want to incriminate myself because you see it's happening so easy. You
it's not saying? Too late. I'm but just nah, saying.
That's over 7 years ago and all that type of shit. And it was literally just shit. I'm saying.
I know another one that I really, really, really liked was when you talked about beating up the Uber driver and why you don't have an Uber.
I'm still banned.
Account anymore. So you, it just shows how much of a savage you are from shitting to beating up random strangers. And I don't even know. And I'm the bully though. But I'm the bully.
Friends?
But I'm the bully. But I'm the bully though.
I get it. But you are a bully to me.
I'm sweet.
You're too aware. I'm sure you got beat up stories.
I bully bullies. And I make that clear. And you're the bully. And you tried to bully me. You tried to make me the Uber driver.
Nah, you came at me.
Yes, you did, because I was driving. And you tried to come at me crazy. So you thought I was the Uber driver, nigga. You got me fucked up.
No, but you got to understand, these Uber drivers was trying to make me get out the car. One even tried to open the back door. So once he opened the back door.
I heard you like it up the back door.
Yeah, I ain't know nothing about that. The only back, I was sitting in the back seat.
Unlock told me.
I ain't tell you nothing like that.
Twerk God told me. But okay. Also, you've talked about being an escort before.
Years ago.
To old women.
Yes. Only old women. Because
you don't make no money.
No, not because these young girls, they're trying to make it seem like they got it together. These older women know their place. They know exactly what they're there for. And they're tired. They're going to go to sleep. They just want, in the end, they don't want to have sex.
But allegedly allegedly Lil Baby paid Miss London $16,000 to fuck, right? How much was you getting? Let's be real. $16?
No, I was getting sometimes $700, 2 hours for $350, $300. I'm saying? I go out there just for a date. Sometimes she'd be like, oh, come on. I left for my friends. Just the envelope is under the mat.
How much y'all think wax is worth?
Yeah, be real. I would love to know.
Because I heard niggas be paying $40 for pussy. And if you getting $350, son, ain't adding up.
Nah, that was back in the day. Listen, you gotta understand, I was an athlete. I was very strong. I was the man at the end of the day. I just didn't want to get, I got caught up when I was selling drugs. I got indicted. So it was like, I couldn't sell drugs no more. And I was a hustler. I wasn't gonna get a job.
So but you also considered that being celibate. And that's where the confusion started.
As long as you don't nut, you're celibate. You ain't really jerk off. If you go like this with your meat and the nut don't come out, you ain't jerk off. You just
I know you meant celibate. Sell.
Oh, I did. I was selling a little bit of it. I was selling. Like I said, most of the time, I like the older woman because you don't have to have sex. It was like, oh, they want to show you off to their friends. Like, oh, I'm at this clubhouse. Come over here with my friends. I go over there. Like, oh, that's him. And they fill me up. And then, go ahead, girl. You can fill on them. And she let me walk into the car, whatever. I'm like, oh, so happy you came. And her friends look and she tried to lay a little smooch into something like that and fill on me.
You know what? I have a good question. What happens if they don't give you your money?
I just don't rock with them no more. I just don't see it. It's they want to pay you because they got a bunch of bread. They know they're not gonna live around the life no more. So they live in their fantasy. Their
what if they like just get a nigga with your
name? Yeah. I mean, thank God. I think that they get in trouble because I think they got some type of cult, like what they do. It's an old lady freaks. You know what I'm saying?
Old lady freak cult.
Yes, because when I walked into that door, it was like a bunch of women. They all stared, and it was like when I went to her, it was like she got the prize. So she was like, you know, smiling. She stood right up and like, come here, honey. They used to just pass me around. Then I ended up being dealing with two of her other friends. Baby, this is back in the day, baby. And you know,
they paid you in nickels with their old ass.
No, they was
yeah, baby. Let me get my change first.
They was paying I, and I was like, that. I ain't got to sell drugs, and I put a couple of my other football players on to a couple.
They
of
left you friends. A butterscotch candy.
Yeah, if you ask a lot of my dudes in Carolina, everybody got a story with wax because I was putting them on old ladies too. And dudes was like, yo, bro, it was that easy. When can I come to the next party? I was like, yo, I don't know. We just probably go to dinner with them and they slide the money under the table.
What about bingo? Did y'all ever go play that?
I would love to do bingo. None of them never took me bingoing. I would love, I like
bingoing.
I would love to go bingoing.
Oh my God. Anyway. Yes. Sorry, well, baby. Okay. You also admitted to jerking off when you get on the plane before you take off.
Yeah, so I can fall asleep. Only on like Africa flights, and I go to like London, the far places, like, you know, because it helps me out. I'm saying I don't want to have sex. I just want to just go ahead and let one out, and I fall asleep for hours.
This is your savage days.
Yeah, yeah, so we go on planes, and everything is like 6 hours or more, stuff okay. like that. When we do go places, yeah. And one of the things I do, I jerk off inside the bathroom.
Wait,
because that puts me to sleep. Tight, no, I don't drink. I can't smoke on the plane, so it's like, I got going in the bathroom and jerk off.
Yeah,
get one out.
I go right down into the toilet. And mm-hmm. I just hit the flush, and that shit's strong as hell. Take everything out.
Yo, I'm so mad because then now I'm thinking about me when I'm never going to the bathroom on the plane again.
We know we travel a lot, so we go on planes, and everything is like 6 hours or more.
That sucks. Why do I tell all this stuff? What was I saying?
You don't do that no more. We all decided as a unit. We had a meeting without you the other day.
Damn.
And we said we want the old wax back because we bored. Yeah, it's boring. Giving boring. You're off. Giving old man T.I. on Hustle Family.
Damn.
Instead of T.I. that totes guns. You're giving.
No, I'm still here. Huxtable. But it's just like.
You're giving.
L'Oreal, I don't want to fucking.
Grandpa.
Bathroom no more.
You're giving a nigga that used baby wipes on you now instead of catching your shit in tissue.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, waxy grandpa.
I don't want to hear it. You want me to jerk off in bathrooms and
yes!
shit, catch my shit. You still yes! want me to do that? I'm going to do that shit tonight. How about that? Fuck that.
Now you got to come up with new exciting things.
I got a flight on Sunday. I got to go to LA on Sunday. So I'll do that. Like soon as before, right before we
I think
go
you got to be careful because it's social distance now. I don't know.
Not go like the bathroom. Same. No, I'm going right in the bathroom inside the... Inside the plane.
Your dick might get corona.
Oh, you're right. I don't want to push it. Yeah, I got to touch it. I got to touch it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
L'Oreal. Yeah. I got to come back to a pregnant girl. I can't drink
take
off that.
Take that. I remember when you used to, I guess, fuck the Vaseline.
Oh, yes. My God. So many people told me they tried it after you did.
Come on. I'm telling you. And look at all the people that sit there and did that. It was so amazing. You know what else people doing? I'm getting a lot of DM. People are taking shits. With cold water. They put their feet in cold water and they taking the shit. They said this is a great experience.
I never heard you say to do that. I thought you said you put the bitch's head in the bitch.
I used to do that, but now I'm telling you.
You got too many remixes, Camel.
Oh, no, this is... Stop! Baby, I'm sorry. But, yeah, right now, if you put your feet in cold water, put ice in cold water and put your feet inside of it and take a shit and reset your brain.
I've never heard about you. They got those stools for you to shit. Like you put the thing under your feet and it raises your feet a little bit.
Yeah, so that's what it's Chinese like, people.
They said that. No, they said that that's how you supposed to get
all shit. Everything out. Go like this. Have your body go like this.
You said they got that from Chinese people?
Yeah, Chinese people. They don't even have stools. They got to bend straight down.
Yeah, they sit on the floor. I mean, it's like a hole in the floor.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the correct way to take a shit because we stopped right there. So we still got a bunch of shit. That's why everybody out here
we call that
shit.
Being homeless here. If you got a shit in a hole in the floor, I mean, you ain't got nowhere to live, motherfucker.
Yeah. They probably love my story when I talk about shit in my head. They're like, hey, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And of course, when you talked about what you do straight after sex, y'all are passing a blunt back and forth during COVID?
No, I'm not touching. I got my fingers like this.
That's not 6 feet.
I get it, but yeah.
Oh man, see, I got my test today. I took a COVID test.
Yeah, and I'm taking COVID tests.
And it said negative. And I know Twerk God ain't take a motherfucking COVID test.
Twerk, you ain't take no
he COVID don't even test. Know what a COVID test look like.
That's a fact. But I think I already got this like years ago.
What you mean?
It's not even been out that long. That nigga, they gave him the Q-tip. He put it up his butt. Like this. No,
I definitely got it before it was hot. Before it was a trend, I think I had it.
Everybody keeps saying that. I hate y'all, nigga.
Yeah, hey, I don't know.
Anyway, of course, how could I forget? You ready, Wax?
Let me hear what you got.
The infamous Erica.
Hello. This is Erica, and... I definitely wanted to talk to Wax. So, Wax, why are you acting like you don't know me? Are you serious? So, you know, we didn't come to an agreement. Wow. You know what? I'll keep calling back because I need to talk to you because you is tripping.
Listen, we was looking for Erica for about a year and a half.
I don't even know.
And you killed her. But you had to kill her because she just went away out of nowhere.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that, man.
And she's I swear to God, y'all, that was not a setup. Like, we didn't have nothing to do with that. That was literally a woman calling. And I still to this day don't know who this woman is. Then remember she tried to call. It was another one with another a Haitian accent.
Yeah, like, nah, you ain't the real one. Thank you.
It was like Jamaican. I was like, Jamaican Erica.
So thank you, Erica. I appreciate it.
Where did Erica? Can you? Okay.
We had keeping a year's it 100. Contract. We had Excuse a year's me. Contract.
We are keeping it 100 this episode. Mm-hmm. You're married now, damn near.
Yes.
Who was Erica?
Erica, I don't know, but somebody got paid $1 episode, so I gave her $100. So this is actually last episode that she have to stay away.
So look, take that. This is the game. We're keeping it 100. If we don't feel that you are saying 100, you gotta do a dare.
Do it there.
Oh, I like that, Taylor. All you right, just came up right, with that, T. Diddy.
All right.
I like that.
All right. So I'm gonna keep it 1,005,000. Mm-hmm. Erica, I don't know. I think it is a girl that I used to talk to, but she changed her name. Her name is really not Erica, so it was another girl. And I'm like, I talked to her like, why you keep doing this? And she was just like, fuck you. I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing. Just like one of the other girls who called up at that time. I had to get all of them at bay. I was calling them like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And girls just like, they kept wanting to call up. So
thank God it died away. How do you get violated like this? Because like, I've had situations in the past, maybe even people that I just left hanging or ghosted, and they know the fuck better. Okay.
I know. Thank God that you got them at bay, because these motherfuckers didn't get it. And it was a lot at the time. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, everybody else is like, dag, I see you in a situation. They start being happy for me. They start calling me or hitting me up or whatever. It's like, damn, I see what you got going on. Like, I respect it. Like, oh girl, she get you locked down. Like, she that motherfucker.
Okay, and so they bowed down.
It was like, okay, I see you happy. Peace. These other ones that was calling in all that wild shit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about they bowed down too.
No, they were
still going. You had to block them.
Man. Oh, I got to get rid of them. To where she had to block them. She was like, nope, that one, done. Give me your phone. Nope, that one again. To where she's like, you know what? Give me your fucking thing. So all the ones who was getting titties and stuff like that, and she was talking, that wasn't me. That was her.
All right. Well, since we keeping it 100, I actually did have somebody that threatened to call. Yikes. And the reason why was because we were talking shit about him and he heard the episode, but I never would have thought that he would hear it. Remember when we talked about guys using powder?
Yeah.
It was with Black Youngster. Yay.
It was with Black Youngster. Okay. So a guy that I used to talk to, I guess he was listening. Right. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I know you not talking about ex because I do that. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, I'm talking about you. Yeah. But like, I didn't say that to him. I was like, you do? Please. Like, yeah. I acted like I had no idea. And we were like playing niggas that did that shit.
Yeah.
Like, we were going in and he was like, I'm like, going to call. And I was like, no, the fuck you not.
Wait, whoever you are, I hope you listen to this episode. Please call.
He's never gonna call.
Call T. Diddy and Smith.
If he knows what's good for him, he would never call. Because remember who has a platform as well.
Well, listen, so disguise yourself, bro. Just like Erica disguised her.
I don't think Erica he can. So it's just no.
Call you. Say your name is Bart. And we know it's you.
That's his name. How'd you know?
Oh, this fuck is
you. Just kidding.
I'm a psychic.
You thought you hit another Brian, didn't you, nigga? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know how many you get, but I need it.
Okay, by far the nastiest was the Vaseline thing, because there are people coming up to me with like little pocket ones, like, did he do the whole thing or was it just, I'm like, nigga, I don't know.
Smash it, yo. You, listen, you want a brand new one so you can like put your head in first, like just to put the print in first, and then you pull out and just like, and then you put it all in there. What the fuck? I'm married. I'm sorry, y'all.
Hold on. Remember this moment, y'all? This is what I got to get to before we get into anything else. We were tired of hearing from niggas on this show. So we decided to say we're only going to talk to the ladies. And someone called up, and it was clearly a man. And he started talking and acting like he was a woman. Just so we would talk to him. He was like, hello.
Hilarious. I remember that shit.
Who's on drugs? Wax, obviously.
What's up with What's all up? These dudes? I ain't mad at you, a dude, but you know.
Yeah, because we really do need to talk to a girl, because we have to know how a girl feels about that. If you a girl, if you not a girl, fucking don't even stay on the phone.
Because he did, he is lethal with this shit.
We need to hear this from a woman's, another woman's perspective. So a woman. Yeah. Let's see.
Hello?
Hi. Perfect.
Hey.
This ain't no fucking girl.
Wait. You know, I was born for the deep voice. Listen, my boyfriend, he always is mad at me because I'm a squirter. He always asks me what hole does it come out of. Yeah, I am pissing. You got, listen, it's flat here, so. You need to get my phone number.
Yo, bro, stay on. You can, that fact, since you did that, you can stay on. What's good with you, fam?
Nigga.
What's up, nigga?
Yo, y'all niggas is some crazy ass.
Hey, they wanted to get on. They wanted to get on the Bully and the Beast.
But we also have to shout out all the people that's been supporting us from day one. And not only day one, but every single episode, they pull up. And even you might hear from them sometimes. So I do want to give a shout out to our boy, Trav, who Trav is just a star from home. Yes. He ain't got to go nowhere. All he got to do is pick up the phone and get on a show.
2 years, Bully and the Beast podcast, starring L'Oreal, Wax King. Shout out to y'all, Taylor Hayes.
Hey,
you know what's so crazy? I met Taylor like two and a quick story. I met Taylor like 2.5, 3 years ago, and she was telling me about this podcast when she was creating it. And to see all of you guys' hard work, you know, Angelo, Jordan, all of you guys, you know, see all of it come together, and see you guys still going strong 2 years later, it's amazing. And I was one of the first guests, so I'm hyped. You gotta bring it back. I got some crazy shit. Like,
I'm sure you do.
We can talk about some shit. But all right, bro. Bully and the Beast podcast. Love y'all. Sure. Keep doing y'all thing. Keep grinding.
Big shout out to our boy, Trav. He always holds us down. Sure. And he always has some great stories. And he's crazy as hell. So we love to always have him to be a part of the show. And that was one thing that we said from the beginning, that we did want to have some people on our show that were like regulars, you know what I mean? Because we do make you guys our co-hosts, and we do love our co-hosts, you know what I mean?
And too.
Yeah, of course they are. Duh. Of course. You know what I mean? We all gang. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's really dope that, you know, y'all know some of the people that we fuck with and that fuck with us, and then we can all fuck with each other. Early. And Issa Trey, she's always, oh my God, let me tell you something about this girl. I love this girl. Because it doesn't matter whether it's my damn morning show, whether it's this show, lip service, she's right there to support. Definitely if it's something where I sound upset that day, she'd be like, you good, sis? Because, like, she will always reach out, look
she
out.
Love them neck chokers.
Listen, you love her.
What I say? I told you, I motherfucker said it.
Why you gotta be annoying?
I knew hey, she got it. Wax. Congrats on 100 fucking episodes.
Hey.
A Bully and the Beast. Like, got the, also, thanks for always having me on as your resident lesbian co-host to weigh in on shit and give y'all the gay eyes. I really appreciate all the laughs, the consistency, even the confusion when I don't know what the fuck Wax is talking about. I even love that, too, at this point. So cheers to 100 more episodes of Wax not comparing women to cars, please.
Let's go.
100 more episodes of L'Oreal doing everything the same because she's fucking perfect. So thanks, guys.
Oh yeah, y'all held her up. You got a gun next to her like, yeah, say fucking say that shit.
Hee hee, you're jealous. No, but like when I tell y'all that we appreciate so much, like not only just them, but like everybody that's been supporting us from day one, even that argument that me and Wax got into when we both quit the show. Yep, and We was fine the next day.
I can't have time for that shit.
Oh, you have this?
You got it? Let me see. They put a whole fucking thing together. Unbelievable.
My nigga, bring your tone down.
This is amazing. This is how she always talk to me.
All right.
I'm saying it's okay because I'm telling reality. She don't want to go through reality. And that's all I said. I'm never say it's okay.
Y'all so crazy.
I don't think it's okay.
Y'all so fucking corny.
That's hilarious.
This shit look like Love and Hip Hop, nigga. What the fuck? I should have threw a drink on you. That would have made it perfect.
No, it was too much.
I can't wait till I see you. I'm going to throw a drink. We're going to add that at the end.
The fuck?
Oh, my God. This is one particular thing that I'm pretty sure I'm getting ahead of myself, but you know I'm going to bring it the fuck up anyway. Okay. Remember that one time when Wax was a rapper?
I rapped. Let me hear what I got. You know, I'll be doing some type of shit sometime.
You did the theme song for the show.
Let me hear what I got.
How don't you remember, Wax? It was your single.
Oh, God.
You debuted on The Breakfast Club, Lip Service, and Bully and the Beast.
It was Te Amo Mucho. Mucho Te Amo.
Go ahead, sing it. That's it.
Te Amo Mucho. Chupa. Oops.
Adios.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, that ain't it.
Get naked, Wax. You got your boyfriend sitting. Well, while T Diddy figures that out.
Mucho te amo. Te amo mucho.
Wait. Okay, you know what? I'll let you hear it a little later on. What else I do want to get into. So we had some pretty funny callers. One of my favorite ones was not until later on in the show. And this person actually was on Zoom. Do y'all remember our first funny caller on Zoom?
What we got?
Troll.
Yeah. The white boy.
What he said?
You don't remember?
Yeah, I remember.
It was not too long ago, actually.
We had plenty. People started sending penises and everything. It was fucking.
Oh my God, that shit was kind of epic.
Come on, like what the fuck?
That shit was kind of. Y'all started getting bugged out. Like once we started opening it up to Zoom, y'all motherfuckers started losing y'all goddamn mind.
Creative man, they getting creative. That's who our listeners are. Assholes. They listen to us, L'Oreal.
What kind of drugs do you take, Jamal?
Is this person wearing white face? I'm confused.
Drugs? Let's not even go down that rabbit hole, bruh.
Oh, so you like drugs. Let's talk about drugs with Jamal.
One of my homies is trying to get in, so.
Nah, I don't. We can't get ganged up on in this motherfucker.
That's fine. That's fine.
One at a time, okay?
That's fine.
So tell us. You got to tell us, what's the first drug you tried, Jamal?
I was starting off like slowly, so I did like crack the first one. I really got into that shit, bro.
That mess makes sense.
Okay, but let me see your teeth. Yeah, you got meth teeth. I'm joking. First of all,
you know it. You gotta know, bro.
How old are you? 13.
13. I'm 35, bro.
You 35? When? What a pussy feel like?
A pussy be like, you want me to ask you, want me to tell you what a pussy feel like, bro?
Yes. Yeah.
How tell me what a pussy feel like.
What it feel like, bro?
What do you mean?
It feel like you put it in, it's like getting enclosed on something. You feel me, beast?
There you go.
Like, what the fuck, Jamal? That shit was hilarious. I don't know where that nigga came from, but that accent... Yeah, whatever that was.
Y'all ever seen Bates Motel? He sounds and looks just like the guy from Bates Motel. It's fucking hilarious.
No, but I know T Diddy is about to kill me because she got a certain kind of order and I'm just all over the place. Okay, I do want to go back a second because we talked about Issa Trey and Trav, but we didn't talk about how we even connected them together on the show. They were actually going back and forth on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
At some point in time, and we actually got them on the phone together and they got in an argument.
Yeah. Didn't they apologize to each other or something like that, though? Then we get them to apologize.
Yeah, we ended up making them friends. Yes. So I think, you know, dreams come true here at the Bully and the Beast podcast. Mm-hmm. Clearly. What else? Let's see. Oh, what we got? When we made the caller moan.
Yo, that was fucking. Hold on, please, do we have that? I would love to hear that now.
Go ahead, just let out one moan, just something. One.
Who was that?
That was something. First of all, that was him.
Yikes. No, fam.
Yo, Wax just fam. Got turned on I didn't get by turned our on. Cameraman. No. Moan.
No, that wasn't you, was it?
Yes, it was. What
the fuck wrong with you? I didn't get turned on. I was like, yes, okay, that was a good one.
He was like, ooh, I heard something. his dick got hard.
No, I didn't.
He moved it up. Didn't move. That's his dick. He moved up to the table, so that's how I know.
Fam. That was kind of too good. See?
Wax, stop.
No.
Yo, this is too easy.
Knock it off. Oh, I'm not saying it's good for me, but I was like, you know, that noise.
No, we don't know.
That's too much practice that you was doing.
He just
That's
sound
not
good.
The first time you did that. That was too good.
He sound good, huh?
No, not like that. Not that I want you. But you know what I'm saying? If one of my boys is acting like somebody was getting fucked in the back room, I'm like,
okay, wait, Dad, we want you
I
to moan.
You the phone.
We not
the
hanging
phone.
Up on you till you moan. Come on,
please,
go.
Ma'am.
One moan.
Okay, I'm gonna try.
Yeah!
Hell no, everybody fucking that shit.
It's a start. It's a start.
I couldn't fucking believe that she really did it. But you know what? I think she probably ended up moaning for the rest of her life now because you had to get it out. Everything is about a moan. You know what I'm saying? Everything is about a moan, y'all.
Remember when you told us that you fucked crackheads?
That's back in the day. This is way.
No, it doesn't. Your dick doesn't erase.
No, it does.
If hoism don't get deleted, then neither does dickism.
No, because you can wipe something off with a fucking sleep. You know what I'm saying? With my meat. I get new skin on my meat. You know what I'm saying? Our skin is like shedding like a fucking...
That's what happens snake. With us every time we have our
no
period.
No way. Because something's coming inside. Like, things going inside.
The period flushes everything out. Do your homework.
I can't believe you. You ever seen a snake shed? That's how a man's meat shed. My meat.
Let's see what happens when your baby comes out of that pussy. It's gonna be a new pussy.
Nah,
it's gonna be a new pussy when you go back in there. Yeah. That ain't gonna be the same pussy.
Yeah, yo, they say he's gonna be like 10 pounds too. He's gonna be a big mother because he already poor overweight woman. Right now. Yeah,
poor
already,
Carla.
Right now, you see every bone, and she only 33 weeks, and she was doing that 2 weeks ago, and he was not supposed to do that until 36 weeks.
Damn, you got a monster up in there.
Definitely a monster in there. And yo, you see his chest? He got a fucking his weight.
The bully beast and the monster.
We got him here. We got
him. I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm still thinking about? Our big fight. I think that we need to get into another motherfucking fight. And this time I'm going to knock your ass out. Don't
we can do it on Zoom. Let's do it on fucking Zoom.
Okay. Don't fuck with me, nigga. So I'm just
telling
you
right now.
What?
Throw some water on me.
Now you try to get me to mess up my computer. You got me fucked up. I'll put that shit on your baby registry like MacBook
Good
Pro,
job.
Nigga. They gonna have to buy me a new
Nobody
one.
Nobody gonna do it too. God bless
All right,
everybody supporting and loving. I love that.
Yeah, but we like I said, we just want to thank y'all, everybody that even tuned in to Patreon. And all that good stuff. And in memory of that, you know, I talked about this a little earlier. You act a little confused.
Talk to
and
me.
I'm just gonna refresh your memory with a little tune.
I don't like tune.
Man, no. Big as hell.
Come on, man. Here we
big
go.
Big as hell.
Come on, man.
Big as hell.
You like the shit?
Big as hell. Big as hell.
It don't go hard.
Big as hell.
But this guy say it goes
big
hard.
Big as hell.
Big as hell.
Ooh, a TikTok dance. That nigga big as hell.
Hey. Yo, come on. Come on. That can't be good.
We coming up with a Yo, I swear.
Oh my
That's
God.
What we're doing. Stop we're going to re-release that. I'm going to put a remix and we're going to do a TikTok dance. So we want to see all of y'all send in. Matter of fact, scratch
send me that.
We need y'all to figure out a dance, a TikTok dance for us and Wax's song. Big as hell.
Oh my God.
I want this
and
shit
that's
to
that's
go.
That's what it's named?
Biggest Hell is the name of it.
Hey. Y'all gotta be kidding me.
Take that. Wax. I can make another one where you said that you're gay. So which one you
Stop.
Want?
Stop.
That was the second single, but you wasn't pushing
gay
that one
happy
like
at the
first.
End of the day. Gave me happy, so you can't.
We could also do one called Waxy Toe.
What's that?
Camel Toe?
You gotta be kidding me. It just lays. All right. I don't arm my sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? So they just like, I don't know. Like
damn, cheap. Wax dick small as hell. Damn, sure. Wax dick small as hell. You could do a remix like that.
Amazing.
You could be like, damn, my dick small as hell. Damn, it looks like a vagina. So that's something
what it's supposed
wrong
to look
that.
Like.
A vagina? Anyway, so yeah, I'm so proud of you, all the careers you've been through. Yes. Rapper, boxer.
Yes. Definitely box with
you know players. When you got knocked out by Busta. What else? Yeah, shitter, right. Professional shitter.
Mm-hmm.
Peacoat ruiner. Car salesman, if you want to count the bitches, if that. You call them cars.
Farmer.
And but anyway, so we do. Farmer. Sometimes he sells chickens.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes eggs. But anyway, again, like I was saying, we just want to thank and shout out to everybody that's been supporting us through these 2 years. And we have big things in store for y'all moving forward. Mm-hmm. Can't share with y'all right now, but it will be coming soon. Yes. So make sure y'all pay attention to what's going on, because we will always leave you updated with things that is going on. And then, we done been through all kind of shit. We didn't know what the fuck we was doing at first.
Nothing.
We just came up in here. T. Diddy structured the shit, so we were able to figure it out somewhat. Then sometimes she didn't structure it, so we were just all over the place.
It's just like a relationship. I just shut up and just do what I was told. And just...
Sometimes we wanted to jump Wax. Sometimes always. We all wanted to fuck Wax up. Oh, is that the same thing?
Yeah.
But it's always Wax. It's never anybody else.
Okay, I like to take the fall and everything. You know what I'm saying?
You're
throw the weight
problem.
On my back. I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I do a lot of pull-ups.
So let's get into a little bit of an email for you guys. Y'all ready? Okay. If you want to leave an email, all you have to do is hit us. Wait. What are the emails for? It's for advice. So if you need advice, all you have to do is hit us up at
TheBullyAndTheBeast@gmail.com.
Okay. And in memory of the 100th episode, Wax will be reading the 100th email.
Nice. A, B, C,
D. Why are you so annoying? Just let it go. Stop. Okay. Love the show and love you on lip service, L'Oreal. Wax, fuck off. It doesn't say the fuck off part, but I added that. Yeah, but they did say the L'Oreal part. And thank you. Mm-hmm. I need some advice on a guy I've been with for years now.
Okay.
He's 39 and I'm 29. We met in 2017, and after getting to know each other for 6 months, we decided to move in, which included me, my son, and his two kids. He has two baby mothers. One is super cool because she's married and never once tried to bother me. The second one is a nightmare. Ugh, I hate this. Okay. Yeah. She has treated me like a homewrecker since I moved in, even though he said he wasn't with her for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And his kids are very welcoming, so I didn't feel like I was overlapping something else. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to her trying to fight me in a grocery store parking lot. Mm-hmm. And to this day, will call me and try to fight me if he brings his son over to play with mine.
Nice.
He got my number by hacking his voicemail and listening to his messages. He also doesn't truly do his part when it comes to me, but he's been honest about my behavior and why he can't reward it, which I understand because I can be irate without the facts. But he still invites me over and gets our kids together. Oh, sorry. Yeah. But he still invites me over and gets our kids together. So it feels like we have a deeper connection. And if he was going over his son's mom's house and hanging out with me, wouldn't that be confusing? On top of the baby mama bothering me, she never has receipts that they were together or involved when we were together. So I'm not sure if I'm being bullied out of my spot or if I have something to be concerned about. I just don't want to be that insecure, jealous girlfriend, but I also don't want to be played in the dark. Thanks in advance for your advice. What do you think?
She, if me, if you, somebody even make you feel like that or make you feel like it is something, there's something, if there's smoke, there's fire. So it's to this guy to make sure that I'm trying to tell you, and that's what she's going to end up doing
with the son in there if he don't stop playing and the baby mama.
Yo, you don't know who you got. She's coming to Bully and Beast. Like, this is one of the last steps. She's like, listen, Bully and Beast ain't got something for me. This is going to be a fucking problem. So yeah, you got to just fall back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let him get himself together. Make sure he is definitely what you want. Check out their relationship, because when you try to keep asking questions, the dude gonna try to change up his ways the way he is. Don't say nothing. Let him just fall back on your feelings a little bit, but just watch how he interact and how much he is with these other women, his other baby mamas, and seeing how it is. And once you do that, you can determine if you want to add yourself back to the equation or back all the way up.
If she's acting crazy, she's still getting dick from him.
There you go.
I'm not saying that they were in a relationship or even that when y'all met that they were together. Nobody's saying that. No, that could be, in fact, a lie. And that's why it's looking like he's able to have one up, because he's like, this bitch is lying, because technically she probably is. But yeah, just to keep fucking her here and there, to him, in his mind, he's keeping her sane by doing that. Yes,
and keeping her out of the way. Keeping her at bay.
Keeping her at bay. Uh-huh. And it's actually the worst thing he could be doing.
Worst thing.
But now at this point, since he have you, he can't cut it off, because what's going to happen is she's going to lose her fucking mind, because it does seem like you came between the two of them, mm-hmm, because you came between her dick appointment,
yep,
and, you know, whatever. And that's all it typically is.
When he goes to pick the kid up, he's going to smash real quick.
That's it. So you either got to be okay with the fact that once in a while he's going to fuck this bitch, which that can't make anybody feel okay. And to be honest, like, I've dead felt like I was in the same exact situation. He, mm-hmm, this nigga had three baby mamas, which is already a fucking smoke and fire.
I got two now.
He had three. Oh, yes. No, you ain't far behind, child.
I got smoke. I ain't got the fire yet.
Three baby mamas. And one of them, she got it. She was like, all right, this nigga, I'm done. Peace, she was smart. The other one, the kid was older. The third one, that bitch was a fucking nut. Like, to this day, I don't like that bitch. And I don't even got no reason to, because I don't give a fuck about none of the people in the situation. But like, but here's something. He was still fucking with her or doing whatever. You know, I found out after the fact. But the son would come around me all the time. Yeah. And it wasn't until me and her actually really almost got into an altercation. She tried to pull up to our crib. Which I was like, how the fuck does this bitch even know where we live? Which is even crazier that, because they had a kid together and she didn't know where he lived. Yeah. So that alone is how I knew, like, there's no way you can be. But that doesn't mean you're not still dropping dick off. Like, just because you're not in a relationship, that don't mean he's not dropping dick off. So ultimately, after she, like, really seen, like, oh, shit, this bitch, they live together. I guess he was hiding that from her. I don't know. I don't know how she didn't know. Yeah. But I don't know how she didn't know, because she came to our crib, this other one, before, and we lived together. So it's like, bitch, what did you think? We were just going to unlive together? No, we moved together to the next place.
No, she was like, I'm fucking him good enough. I thought I was fucking him good enough for him to stay home. And evidently, he's back here with you.
I don't know what the fuck was going on with nobody. But the fact of the matter was, I do remember when me and him got serious. I do remember she was even crazy before this, because he had incidents with her and other people. But before all of this or whatever, he did tell me, like, or I was around to hear, like, he stopped fucking with her entirely and she wouldn't let him see his son. Yeah, and it was for a long time. Like,
that's what you don't want. That's why you
and he didn't see his son. And then I felt like he was picking me over the son. So I was like, this can't happen. So I'm thinking, when I'm going back, I'm like, listen, talk to her, get it together, whatever. That didn't mean go fuck her, but of course he probably did, because that was the only. That was what she was holding over him. Like, that's if it. You was was the son, if you was fucking me, then that's fine. You could be around. But
you
if not,
your son. Yeah. Yeah. You gotta get the fuck away from her. I never want to see her again. Motherfucker, beat it. But if you fuck your baby mama, you can see the kid as much as you want. And you're not going to be a
women
child
do anymore. That shit. And that I'm not. You know what bullshit. I mean? It's corny as fuck. It's corny, but they corny. Do it. You know what I mean? And it's all about, are you willing to be OK with that? And then it was to the point where I was sitting here like, damn, yo, this nigga is this age. I got this many more years to deal with this bitch. And I remember I told the nigga, I was like, y'all, we got to break up. And he was like, well, I said, yeah, I can't see your baby mom being a part of my life in any kind of way.
Yeah. That's
bad. And if we gonna have a child together and be serious, like, I just can't see it. Like, I don't like her so much that, like, I gotta let you go. But he wasn't with it, but eventually I got with him, obviously. But, like, you know, it's just, I can't do that personally.
It's hard to keep him at bay, man. It's like, smash him or take the punishment. Because it's smashing is like a relationship that y'all gotta have. It's like, okay, you can see a kid and like, oh, you know, me and daddy just friends, and that's what friends mean.
Right. And bringing the kid over means nothing. That means not, that's daddy's friend. Like, that's it. That's all he gotta say. Because what else is he gonna say? Right or wrong?
Yeah.
So that kid will be right there. He's gonna be like, you wanna play with your friend, Timmy? And he's gonna make it like it's about the little son and it's a play date. And that's how you can easily hide things up, because it's like, oh, you're going to have a play date, but this bitch is just here, and that's Timmy's mom. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So that's what you're known as, Timmy's mom.
That's it.
The son don't think that you the girlfriend. So what he going to tell he don't got nothing to tell the mom. Oh, I went to go play with Timmy, and Timmy's mom was there. The end.
Period.
That's it. Not his girlfriend. And that's it. So I definitely would say...
escape.
And you know what? And if he's not, let him be open and honest. You should be able to be in his phone, answer the phone. Y'all, three of y'all should be able to sit down and have a conversation. Like, listen, I know you're a little upset, but we're going to have to get to the bottom of this, because we're going to have to deal with each other. We're going to be together. We're in love. And you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, she did try to fight her and all that shit. A lot is going on. So I see this. The sitting down is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Do you think a thing, or it should be a thing?
They should definitely sit down, because of the fighting and all that. He need to be like, listen, if you gonna really, really be my girl, we need to go talk. But if he just like just smashing you and just stringing you along and you
they
leave
live together.
Year, yeah, but it's still different, because like I said, if she fall back a little bit, she really let see who he is, really is to these women. And you gotta be on the outside looking in. Right now she's into it, so she can't see it. She's naive of the thing. So now
think about it. He's not going to bring her to meet his other baby mom. Like, she says she cool with the other baby mom. And they have a kid, obviously. And that kid comes over. So everybody's aware that she's the girlfriend.
Finish fucking him.
He got to stop fucking her.
Yeah, stop fucking her.
And I know I might get a lot of pushback for what I'm about to say. A lot. And I don't even know if I really mean this, but if it means him not having to see his kid for a little bit, then that's going to be the mom's fault. It's not him.
It's all the way 1,000% the mom's fault. That's kind of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They got to stop doing that. And I say women have to police each other. Men can't do it because, like, oh, we get aggressive. Because, yo, you got my heart outside my chest and you playing around with it. You don't want me to show my emotions of that. You know, playing around with a man's kid because you're not getting your way kind of sucks. And it's actually hurting the kid at the end of the day. Y'all think, yeah, oh, I'm hurting him.
That's the only person that's hurting.
It's only hurting the kid. Niggas don't care about y'all. Really. I mean, you probably do, but like, you do your thing. Nobody really cares at the end of the day.
Right. And the fact that, because the way that they try to pin man out to be is like, they don't want to be bothered with the kid, or they don't want to, you know what I mean? And to have a man that actually is trying to be there, that wants to be in his kid's life, for you to do something like this is just corny. Trash. But for him to be fucking her just to be around his kid is even cornier. Grow up, sir. And everybody needs to grow up in this situation, sis, because if you really think about
it,
yeah, you can't be fighting in the grocery store. What happened when you with your son?
Yeah.
What happened? You supposed to fight in front of your son? And I'm not saying you're initiating it, but just the fact that you're partaking.
The girls can't, but you'd be surprised. One that's aggressor, and she ain't really finished with that dick. She like, that's mine. Any bitch that come around, I'm going to get them.
See, but bitches be...
I had to run.
Yeah, bitches be fake aggressive in my case. Like, one of the bitches tried to chase me down in the car, right? And the son was in the car. I call him, and I'm like, yo, yeah, baby mom is following me. And I'm like, I know your son is in the car, because literally I had dropped him off and I guess she seen or whatever. And I was like, your son is in the car. I'm going to beat your baby mom up. So either I'm going to pull over and your son going to see her getting beat up or whatever. He must have called the bitch and she whatever. But yeah, then when I seen her, when we was face to face, the bitch rolling up the window. So I'm like, you was tough when you was chasing me in the car, though. And I'm outside the car. Sometimes it's like, you fighting for that dick, but you don't really want that problem. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, you don't want that problem with the person, but don't fight for no dick, sis, because you will get your ass beat. Like, and it ain't even about the dick for me. It's about this, you even thinking you could fight me at all. And not to say, oh, I'm the toughest person in the world that could beat everybody up, but it's disrespectful. Take that shit up with that nigga. He's the one stringing you along.
Yeah,
fight him.
She not done with it. I'm saying girls are very territorial, and I'm saying and it's just on my instance, I know how they are. They feel like, oh, I own him now, or that's mine, or whatever the case may be.
I can have him anytime I want.
I don't care, fuck you fucking her. You can have her, but you still gonna come see me. You gonna still fuck me. Yeah. You hear all this type of dumbass shit.
It's corny.
You know what I'm saying? And back in the day, I was still doing it, so I was bullshit. But now.
But what if, okay, let's play devil's advocate. What if he's not fucking her and she's just a psychopath and doesn't want nobody else to have him?
Still same thing. Exact same thing. He just ain't smashing her, but he know that he got to keep her at bay because of the baby. Anything else, you'll call the cops on your baby, this woman. My baby mom didn't get the cops call on her or press charges or anything like that because that's my baby mama. Like, nothing can happen to her because that's my baby mama. Same thing with him. It's really hard. You can't be like, oh, she do this to me, I got to do this to her. That's your son's mom or your daughter's mom. You cannot do nothing to this woman. You have to actually protect her even more.
Tell 50 Cent that. That nigga was like this to their house. That nigga burnt the whole house down. Listen,
I mean, some people just
it ain't like, for everybody.
It ain't for everybody. This speech is for the ones who could be at bay, but like, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, I held on, and I'm still. My son is there. He still loves his mama. His mama is healthy. I know that's part other part of his life. You know what I'm saying? If anything happened to her, he's gonna affect him. You know what I'm saying? So you cannot do as much. You be like, fuck her and all this other type of stuff. Whatever they do to you, you cannot do back to them. You have
because they actually have a child together. You can leave at any given point. Y'all don't have a child together.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that don't mean your relationship ain't real, but he has to deal with her for the rest of his life. You fuck deal the with 18 her,
but
years.
But there's a certain way to deal with him. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain thing, a certain respect that you got to have. And when you're dealing with somebody else, you know what I'm saying? I don't come in there and be like hearing Carlo, oh, chicken with her baby father, none of that type of shit. Like, I ain't.
Yeah, if he's not sitting down with the two of you, something's wrong. Like, if he has not sat y'all down together, like, listen, this got to stop.
Yeah.
My son seeing this, my da-da-da, I love this girl. Like, even a rational person would have to fall back. I mean. Yeah. It just is what it is.
It's hurting the kid eventually because that could have been a lot of things could happen when the kid's around. Emotions, and you forget the kid is there. Like, you don't want that. And was the kid there when at the fucking grocery store? Or is she just, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, they got to take it easy.
But she also did, like she said, the girl doesn't have no receipts of them past fucking around. But definitely there might be it. That doesn't mean there's nothing going on now, you know, but I also feel like he's being very careful. He's not going to leave any paper trail because he knows she's so petty as to want to throw something up. Like, yeah, look, he texted me yesterday. I got that dick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just sit. If he doesn't want to arrange a sit down between the both of y'all, I definitely will walk away from that. I understand, like, you probably care about him and stuff like that. But, like, you got to care about yourself a little more, girl.
Yeah, I got a trick for her. That's what I want you to do. I want you to tell him, like, you know, I talked to one of my old guys and I think I'm he took me out on a date last week and he gonna be like, well, you know, I got something to tell you. I've been fucking.
That's not how it works. Yeah, that nigga will be like, you nasty whore. And just like never talk to her again. You know, nigga. Yeah.
But I mean, okay. But you got to lie.
Mind you, his dick is probably in the baby mom when he responds.
He probably was like, what's up, baby?
Yeah. What's up, babe? What? And she's sitting there being quiet. Like, you know how many times my ex admitted that to me that, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I used to be on the phone with you and bitches would dead be sitting there being quiet. Like,
it happens all the
that
time.
That shit is
like,
fucking weak.
Fuck up shorty calling, y'all. Like, don't say nothing. Go, matter of fact, go cook me something or do something. I'm
whack assholes. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know nothing.
So, if you need advice, then that's all you gotta do is hit us up, call us up, leave a voicemail, leave an email, and we definitely will give you some best advice that we can to our ability. But now let's get into the roundtable starring L'Oreal. And first and foremost, one thing that we must do is give a RIP and our condolences and send our love out to the family and friends of Tommy Lister, Tiny Lister, and that's Debo.
Debo, what's up, big guy?
Now, he passed away from the age of 62 years old. Law enforcement were called to his home, and he was pronounced dead on the scene. So, as y'all know, he was known for Debo. He also played in the Fifth Element. He was a pro wrestler at one point in time, and his cause of death is still not known. But I will say this. I seen a picture of him not too long ago, and he looked like he's been sick. Okay. So, I don't know what it is. You know, he looked very skinny. You know, I'm pretty sure eventually it will come out, but you know, guys, I feel like this is the most deaths we've experienced this year,
like this,
and I not even from 2019 all the way till now, because even if you think about Pops, and he died in 2019, and the like a bunch of artists and just like from Fred the Godson to Pop Smoke to King Von to, you know, Mo 3 to like, it's, oh my God, it's like I could literally keep going on and on and on. And it's heartbreaking. It's devastating. I know that death is a part of life, but it just seems like it ain't been like, it wasn't like this.
It's in the air.
You know what I mean? So just protect yourselves. Be safe. Y'all know they got this vaccine out, and I know a lot of people are scared to take it, but something that's a little scarier is dying from a disease that you can't control, and you don't know how it will affect you. Yes, some people get no symptoms, and other people are dead. You know what I mean? Jeremiah almost didn't make it out. He was in the hospital for a full entire month. A month. They thought he wasn't going to make it. People called me very close to him and was like, it's over. Damn. Like, we praying, it's over. And guess what? He made it out. But there was other people that did not. I have family members that did not, that died in the hospital alone, talking, you know, that the nurses showing you them on the iPad.
Yeah. And I'm getting,
you know what I mean? So people, besides the fact that the virus and us killing each other and all kind of stuff, we just got to pray, y'all, get it together, try to cleanse. Sage the world. I don't know what we got to do, y'all, but just, you know, let's just try to get through this. And I know this is a happy episode and a happy moment, but I know a lot of people are mourning a lot of people that, you know, they lost this year. So we have to make sure we absolutely speak on that. Now let's move on. Now, two Russian women are blackfishing and they're featured on the Ivy Park page. Well, why would that happen?
What's blackfishing?
So I was told that sometimes in the Indian culture, they pretend like they're black to gain things that are for black people, because they feel like they'll get treated better. So these are some of the women here, or two of the women. And I wonder why they would be featured on the Ivy Park page. Did they not know that they were not black?
Ivy Park is black.
Yes, Beyonce's clothing line. But either way, they actually tried to accuse Kamala of this. When she first came on the scene, it was some white folks that was like, she's not black, she's Indian. And they said that her brother or something actually went to school and like passed as a black man. I don't know if this is true or not, but she is actually black though. She is in fact black. But what they were saying was she was like basically like playing up the Indian side, but it's really black. I mean, playing up the black side, but it's really Indian. So I don't know. This is what the white man said. You can't trust anything they say nowadays.
Yeah, they said Obama.
That's why we don't trust the vaccine, child. But
yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Now, Mike Tyson, he failed his GED in prison.
Okay.
And he slept with a prison counselor to pass. So he admitted all of this to the junior fed Vlad TV. Am I correct?
Yeah, sounds about right.
And if y'all ain't hear about Vlad TV, child, everybody been calling him out.
Yeah, but you really can't get mad at Vlad though. You know what I'm saying? These people who they talking.
The police is talking to him and he's asking questions.
All right, but that's on you if you're going to answer the question. Because you see what Surf said, bro, I ain't doing that, bro.
Right, but he shouldn't even be like push him out the culture then.
Yeah, I don't even know why they go there. If they do go to him, they're supposed to be killing him. Like, bro, you really think I'm gonna answer that question to you, bro?
You're not gonna kill no fat boy.
No, I'm just saying I'm talking about killing him. Like, yo, you really think I'm gonna answer that question? You see what a Surf did? Surf was like, bro, I ain't playing around with you, bro. Hell no, you ain't getting me indicted. He like, Who I got indicted? He was like, I'm not gonna talk to you about your indictments, your indictments. Like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Mike Tyson is a wild boy. Now let's move on. Breakdancing and skateboarding are among the new events that will debut as part of 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. Okay. And I know a lot of people are excited because the Olympics was supposed to be what, last year? Or something? Didn't they cancel it? Yeah, they had to cancel it because of the pandemic. And I know a lot of people were training for years to get that opportunity, and they did not. So, you know, this 2024 Olympics is going to be lit. You know, it got to be lit if they add breakdancing to the motherfucker.
I'm in it.
How you going to add breakdancing? That's lit, though. I ain't going to cap.
No, I'm not going to be breakdancing, but I got a part in the Olympics.
They call it breaking. So they just took the dancing part out. And, it's just attempting to lure in younger viewers, which I'm not going to lie, I think that'll do it. But when I was young, it was the thing to watch the Olympics. Like, we knew who Dominique Dawes was and all that stuff. Like, you know, well, it wasn't shit else to watch either. We had Netflix and all this other stuff that's out there. So we had no choice but to watch the Olympics. Huh?
Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We watched all of that. So how do you feel about breakdancing being an Olympic sport?
I think that's dope, man. You got to be very, very athletic just to be able to do that. It's very core strength. Anything that you have to do to prepare to be an athlete in all sports, you got to do the exact same thing with that.
Respect.
So I think that's really
it's
dope.
It's long, hard work. Jamaican bobsled team. I want to see them in there.
That's fine.
No, I'm joking. But trying to see?
I want to see the girls do them extra flips and stuff. Like, well, I used to, baby. I'm sorry. But I used to, I want to see the flips and stuff like that. And I like,
no, I'm talking about something that they don't have already. They have that. That's gymnastics.
Yeah.
They should add pole dancing.
Okay. Cause you know what? Again, that takes a lot of core strength and stuff like that. That is like really a sport. Some girls got that shit down to a T. They be doing flag poles and they be doing that shit. It's really
dope. And let me explain something to you. When they do add pole dancing, just remember I said it. Y'all stole my motherfucking idea and I want some money. That's it. You can have it, but I want some money.
All right, so you're telling me I could go get a room and put a bunch of poles there and have somebody teaching it and it's going to be like a workout?
Gigi does it. Gigi McGuire, my
coach. Yeah, good job.
She does pole dancing classes.
Okay, and I can't look. Go see. Okay.
So we'll let you get into one of them, I'm pretty sure. Nope. You'll be like, flying it.
And I want the business.
Can y'all see Wax on a pole?
Nope. Because you got to wear shoes and shit like that. You got to wear these fucking...
You don't need no shoes?
You don't need this.
He already got the hair. I can see him flinging his
hair. Oh, shit.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
All right. Well, no, you messed up my hair. Mm-hmm. That's what I get.
Where you get your hair done?
I'm getting it done Sunday.
Oh, I thought you just got it done today.
No. Okay, right. Let's move on. Fabulous names being a rapper, the most dangerous job in America. I think Jim Jones said the same thing as well, if I'm not mistaken. He said, you sure this wasn't Jim Jones that said this?
Yeah, I heard Jim say it.
A New York rapper.
It was like, well, the one that I got, like, I get newsletters come in and they said Fabulous. But it might have been Jim Jones.
It was
Fabulous and Jim Jones or whoever. Yeah, everybody's saying that nowadays, child, because it's scary out there. Yeah. So, as we said earlier, Mo3, King Von, 21 Savage, Brother Got Stabbed. So basically, it said, respectfully, being a rapper has become the most dangerous job in America. Black men are surviving the trenches. Constant battles in a war zone environment, make something of themselves as artists, become famous, make millions of dollars, change their lifestyle, and still end up dead or in jail. I will say this, though, not to defend none of it because whatever, but sometimes motherfuckers do make a lot of money and they do get a different lifestyle and then they don't know how to leave the old one.
Yes.
And that's what the problem becomes is when you intertwine the old lifestyle with the new lifestyle, and you can only expect the same problems that you had on the street to now come, and now you're a bigger target because you are rich and you do have something to lose and you do have money that they don't. So if anything, Jay-Z did the smartest thing. He separated from everything and everybody. He took his peoples with him that he was going to take with him.
There you go.
And that's it. But you can't be hanging out in Marcy Projects wondering why you got shot.
That makes sense.
You're in the projects.
Come on, man.
Take that. It also, some of these rappers, was it Lil Wayne or it's one of them, but they're carrying the gun. Why are you carrying the gun? If you're going to carry a gun, have your mans carry it. So
no, Taylor, because it's dangerous. Like,
I'm not putting all my trust into this guy.
Because it's dangerous. Yeah, and fuck, the guy too. Is probably the one trying to get you robbed.
Or killed. And I'm saying, killed. And paid off, man. That's how this shit rolls.
These people it's a dirty game. I remember, because I took a little break from rapping before I decided not to rap for a while, like anymore or whatever, but I'm not gonna say specifically what happened, but a situation happened and I was like, now I done did this so that I ain't had to worry about being in danger, and I'm about to die because of something else. You get them to die. I had nothing to do with but then it's just crazy because you think you're getting, again, you think you're getting out the streets, and it's sometimes more dangerous because you got a bigger target on your back. For my situation, the people I was around, I thought like I'm going to be super safe because I'm with this person. Mm-mm. But when that person is the target of whatever, they don't give a fuck who's around. You getting shot. Everybody getting shot. They don't give a fuck. And I almost lost my life. And I promise you, that sat me down and it definitely made me look at things. I got PTSD from that shit still to this day. Like, and I know, again, that's about as much as I'm going to say about whatever situation it was. But even how it all worked out, I wish I could talk about it. Maybe one day I'll write about it. Yeah, but like, literally, I'll go on Vlad and let him tell, right? No, but literally one of the most traumatic things to ever happen in my life. And I almost died and over some shit that I had nothing to do with. And it's some music business shit.
Yeah.
And that's just crazy.
Yeah,
but
easy, please.
Reconsider being that rapper that wants to have all his, take the whole hood with him, because the hood ain't always happy for you.
There's certain ways to do it. Like you said, everything.
Stack bundles. It's so many people that was trying to be in their hood and give back to their hood, and the hood killed them. Killed them.
It's a certain way. It's called having a long spoon. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A long spoon. You could definitely send bread back. You can show up here and there. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you got your security with you. Make sure you got your people with you, and try to stay out the way as much as possible. Just try to feed them, because you got envious people all the time looking at you. They want what you got. I don't give a fuck what it is. Somebody, if they don't want you, what you got, they don't want better than what their situation is. And that's not nobody. Everybody want better than their situation. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, oh, that's the person that I want to be better than. It's always an envious thing about it. And it's kind of fucked up. But they going to come and try to pull you down. So watch yourself. Get the fuck out the way. Don't put one foot in, one foot out. Both feet out so you can help other people come over the bridge. You can't help you win the shit till. You want to stay all them beefs. You go into the town. You in the environment. All that type of shit going to happen. Your product and your environment. Get the fuck out the way.
All right, y'all. So y'all know this the 100th episode. So we going to be keeping it 100, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So for the 100th episode, T Diddy came up with this game.
There we go.
It's quick. So we're going to ask each other a dare, a truth. I mean, and if you don't want to do it. No, is that what it is? Come on, you explain it. It's your fucking game.
Take that. So basically, y'all going to ask each other a dare. If y'all don't want to do the dare, y'all got to keep it 100 and say the truth about, like, and say something nice about each other, since y'all don't.
What nice?
I
didn't agree to that.
That's out of control.
Come on, it's been 100 episodes.
All right, let's see a dare.
I don't have anything nice.
That's what I'm saying. I probably end up doing a dare. Come on.
Okay, ready? You go first. You dare me. Something.
All right. The ho ho.
Who you calling a ho?
No, I'm saying. She said, if you don't want to do a dare, you just got to say truth.
Yeah. If I don't want to do the dare, I got to say something nice about you.
All right. So you want to do truth or dare?
No, you got to say the truth and say something nice.
Okay. You want to do the dare?
Yeah.
Okay, I dare you to call your neighbor right now and tell them that their house is on fire.
Okay, my neighbor is my mom.
No,
you did it. It's too late.
Yo, do that. That's not cool. I have nothing to do with this. No, don't do that to your mom.
Hi, mom. What you doing?
You gotta say, your house on fire.
At the what?
Typing a text.
Your house is on fire. It's like that, Wax. What am I supposed to do? Wax dared me to call my neighbor and say the house is on fire. I said, okay, the neighbor's my mom.
That's not cool.
She said she gonna punch you in your face when she see you.
Mamas, I don't want to fight.
Okay,
you,
okay, you tell them, hold on, I'll put on speaker. She said, I did not tell him the right thing. Go ahead.
I said that when I meet you, I'm gonna smack you in the back of the head.
Same mama, thing. Mamas,
I didn't know you was her neighbor, mamas. I didn't know.
He said, I didn't know you were her neighbor, mama. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Now he feels stupid, dummy.
Who knew was your mama's your neighbor? I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Okay. 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 Let me finish recording. Got you, bitch. Okay. Ready?
Yes. Truth.
I mean, dare. Okay. I dare you.
I gotta do a dare. I thought
yeah, nigga, I did it. I dare you.
She don't know what the fuck she doing with this game because
yes,
she said,
I dare you to kiss twerk God.
It's not happening. I want the truth.
I was joking. I was joking. I wasn't it. They know what my
truth, truth, truth.
All right, no, for real. I dare you to take off your hat.
A truth.
No, like the take off your hat and the wave cap.
Listen, it's truth or dare, right?
No, it's dare. And then
she said, if you don't want to do the dare, you got to say truth, right?
T. Diddy has my question.
When are you proposing to to Carla?
When are you going to propose to Carla?
Truthfully.
And remember, this is coming out on Monday, so
it's going to be very soon. I'm having so many butterflies. I never had anxiety. To do it tomorrow, so I got a couple of my boys flying in now and stuff, and it's like I don't know how to do it, so we about to go on the boat, and I'm gonna try to have them convince me like, yo, this is the right thing to do, or Joe, don't do it yet. So it's really up to my boys and them to come together and tell me, but it's like every time I think about it, I got like butterflies and anxiety. Shit is wild.
What if you hit a wave and like the ring flies out your hand, like in a movie?
I'm gonna make sure. I'll be mad as hell. They asked me about the shorts. I said, I don't do the fucking the shorts, but I should get insurance, huh? Get insurance on it.
You should definitely get insurance.
Yeah, but yeah. So very soon. If it
this is fucking
tomorrow.
Sick. Like, I don't know where Wax is and what you did with the motherfucker, but we want him back. I'm telling you, you're the Gucci clone.
Yes.
Yo, I'm just saying. This
Waxy
is, this
clone.
Is, this is the growth. This is, y'all actually seeing growth.
I can't even believe it. I got to pinch myself.
The 100th episode, we see the growth of Wax. That's yes. a fact.
I mean, I'm like in shock. Wow. I would have never thought I'd seen it that.
Me
never.
Too.
Because you was listen. Talking all that shit. Niggas can't never be faithful. Mm-hmm. I don't know no niggas that could be faithful. He was trying to talk us down and out of relationships. Meanwhile, he falling in love behind our back.
I'm sorry. I didn't think that this is
we
right
could have been
possible.
In love and married too if you didn't tell us all these horror stories about niggas. Now we all scorned and fucking petrified.
Listen,
and
y'all,
you
y'all
living a life.
Me. No, y'all was watching me. I wasn't telling y'all. Y'all was actually watching my
nigga.
Fucking
what you
life.
Told me you shit in your hand and shit like that. I'm like, I don't want a boyfriend no more.
Well, she got the guy who shit in his hand. That's how she about to get married.
All right, well, Wax,
that same shitty hand is gonna
say
hand her a ring.
Nice to
go ahead.
What you mean something that I already told her I like her shirt?
That's not good enough.
That was earlier. This is now.
I like L'Oreal. I like your growth that you're also doing for 2020. I thought you was gonna be a bum, but L'Oreal turned out to be very good. I see you, you know, making steps in all your career and stuff like that, and that's great.
And I'm a star.
Yes, and L'Oreal is a real star. She got her own blue check, and she's a whole celebrity. She a whole celebrity.
You know how I know she a star? She got a blue check next to her name.
Blue check.
Instagram said that bitch a star. That bitch a star. Oh, thank you, Wax. That is the nicest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And I just want to say about you that I hate you so much. And like a brother, though. So that's good. That's amazing. Nice. That's and you stink. You got a camel toe. But I do like your song, Big As Hell. And we will be closing the show out with that today. No, I'm joking. No, but we are, like, Wax, like, on some real serious shit. I know we joke a lot. And I know, like, I always get on you. I know we always make fun of you and everything. But we all, as a whole, are extremely proud of you. I can't even believe this is the same man that I met at Nobu that I told I was going to spit on him.
Literally.
And, no, like, I literally like, said like, that. Even though I don't know how to hawk spit, but it sounded good coming out of my mouth.
It was amazing. Like, she really convinced the shit of me. I looked at Charlamagne like, well, who the fuck?
He looked at like, yo, if this bitch spit on me, and I was, like, gonna try, but, like, he deserved it. I swear. Yeah. I'm not that it kind of
unbelievable.
Person.
I was like, boy, look who we are. Look where we at today, and look where we start. I'm talking about that's our first day ever meeting.
Ever meeting.
Hours.
Ever. And I kicked them out the car. Y'all know the story. Y'all know how it go. Charlamagne tells it whenever he gets a chance. You Every tell chance it whenever you get a chance. He the fucking listen. It's documented. So, but I do want to say, like I personally am extremely happy for you. I know everybody is, but like we needed this because we were sick of your shit too. At the same time.
Me too.
And you did need to get it together. I was tired of looking at crunchy pussy pictures on your phone that you
me
kept
too.
Ugh.
And lying, just... talking about, oh, it looked good, just so you could send more so I could show my boys. Like,
yeah.
For all the show y'all. You know
our bitches calling your phone hundreds of times and you us being uncomfortable being outside because you didn't know if a bitch was hiding in the bushes. Now it's just gonna, we know who the bitch gonna be now. Oh, not a bitch, but it's gonna be Carla.
Let's hope she's not coming because she's coming with something different. I'm like, baby, it wasn't me, baby. Lord have mercy.
Now, even though your relationship looks a bit abusive by the way she threw those paper towels at you.
That's nothing to do. You know what? It's just regular.
You know, we love you guys as a couple. And, you know, we love Carla for gathering your ass. And we knew it had to be somebody that was strong enough to get you together. Like I get you together, child. So, and I'm so glad also that y'all got together so people could stop saying you and Wex are together. Like, you're not my whole brother. And it's disgusting. Like, it makes me want to vomit. So proud and happy for you. But and again, 100th episode, we keeping it 100. And that's the only time you're going to hear us say nice things to each other. Now, let's get back to regularly scheduled program. But we do want to talk about some other excellent things, Black excellence, because it ain't just us that's excellent up on here, y'all. You know, there's, well, Twerk God is, he's half excellent because he's like, you know, he's a mixed one. So, all right. Half so Black excellence. Let's talk about Nicki Minaj. So she has been known to pay college tuitions in the past. Mm-hmm. And recently a graduate took to social media to thank her. I think it was so dope because he actually ended up graduating on her actual birthday. And it wasn't planned that way in human form, but it was God's plan. You get what I'm saying? So he graduated from the University of Louisiana. We're going to call him Art for sure. Art Cook. He might be related to my family. That's my last, my family last name on his side. But anyway, he got, he graduated from the School of Science and Biology. It's all thanks to Nicki Minaj. She paid his tuition a few semesters ago, and now he is an official college graduate.
That's what you do. Queens do stuff like that.
Kings
that's
right.
Do things like that.
So and some kings too, because LeBron James has been known to do it. Little Uzi Vert, Amber Rose, and you know, a bunch of other people. So shout out to everybody that I know. Jay-Z, he also has something like that. And speaking of Jay-Z, he has a new cannabis line and it dropped over the weekend. It just dropped the December the 10th.
I'm in that game
so it's going to be called Calvia. Is that how you pronounce it? Calvia. Okay. But yeah, so he's been keeping it kind of low or whatever the case, but he has, it's going down and he has OG hand roll, Lucy pre-roll pack and flower. So y'all could get all of that, but I'm pretty sure you're going to have to go to a dispensary. You're not going to be able to get that shit.
It's a $1 billion industry, man.
That's right. And big shout out to Wax. Let's add him into Black Excellence because Wax also has his cannabis line and he's going to be doing a Who's on Drugs special one for us eventually.
We're going to do that. We're going to make that happen for real. I'm saying just like with this being a licensee with my guy, I'm able to do things like that. I could switch over the bags. I could put split bags and verse bags and stuff like that, what I'm doing. So
We're definitely going to have one. I'm saying we're going to represent the show.
So make sure y'all support a black man and, well, two black men, because Jay will support Wax first, because I think he needs it a little more than Jay-Z.
Please.
But, you know, young Hova the God, we always going to support him. Man, so the products range anywhere from $40 to $70. And they will also be labeled to be described as light, medium, or heavy, which I like, because there's times where you might smoke something and you might have to go somewhere and the shit knocks you on your ass and you're like, oh shit, I didn't know it was going to be this strong.
The exclusive bags.
Yeah, you know, so that's dope. And Who's Wax is the name of yours?
Yes, Who's Wax.
Okay.
So check now, it out. All 100 dispensaries in LA, be in all stores.
There we go. Big things popping. Now, Atlanta Black Entrepreneurs team up to surprise shoppers. And I did see, I actually saw this. It was really dope. They was in like a Kroger's, right? Or Publix. Kroger's? Okay, so they was in a Kroger's and they spent $40,000 on groceries for the people in the neighborhood. And they locked down 12 registers. So they just took over. They went, they paid in with their own money. It wasn't no, you know, nothing crazy, no funny stuff.
Who's this? And,
huh?
Who did this?
So it was these guys' names are Nehemiah Davis, Alex Burton, Jason Lubdell, and Marcus Barney. My check
brothers.
Them out.
Appreciate y'all, my brothers.
About to go into the Kroger, and guess what? We about to shut this place down. Let's go. They don't even know what's about to happen about their body. Everybody's precious.
So we in line there, and look, we over here taking care of people's groceries. Man, what a blessing. What's up? Hey, look, it's our pleasure to be able to help out.
Amen.
Oh, look,
amen.
God bless you too. Bless you, look, we're so happy to be able to help, and we're just glad that you have what you need. So happy holidays to you.
Yeah. Maria, let's do that.
Yeah, we can use your money though, because I ain't got it yet. I ain't got it yet. I'm getting there, but not quite yet. You get what I'm saying?
God bless us.
We getting there eventually. One day, child, I will be able to do that.
I want to lock it down, man. I want to take schools and I want to actually change things. Small churches, I want to start building them up. Like, I like seeing all the things at the bottom, I want to build up. You know what I'm saying? Get them a fighting chance. So
That's right. So big shout out to them. You know, you ain't got to. And you know what? To give back, one, it does not have to be a amount that big. No and you way. Don't have to be a celebrity. You know, volunteer your time. Volunteer. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has money like that. Volunteer the way that you can and whatever
feed
way.
Feed one person,
that you,
man. Feed one person.
Feed that's, one person, man. Right? Like. Yeah.
That's huge. You changed somebody's life that day, man. God gonna bless you.
But watch out for them water boys, because they will get your ass. I don't know. You seen that whole Meek Mill. That Meek Mill situation.
Come
that
on,
was
big
funny.
Bruh. Come on, big bruh.
His old arm in the car. I'm like, fam, get your car up out of here. Yeah, I mean, get your hand up out of my car.
Yeah, you got to take it easy. They're very aggressive and stuff like that. As I'm
they are aggressive. And they be, see, the reason why I ain't fucking with them, though, because they got the Instagram page. Them niggas got more money than us. And I ain't see one basketball yet talking about it's for the basketball league. Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, they get me all day. Because if I just see anybody hustling, am I sure to be mad at me? Because every time you see somebody at the light and they look like this, I just be like, yeah, I just want to hold them down because I'm like, I don't know if that's Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So
I used to think like that too. Yeah, I'm like, until COVID started. Yeah. Then I'm like, I can't get too close to this motherfucker because, like,
no, I do hate it. I'd be like this, and they'd be like, God bless you about it. I'd be like, I don't want that to be Jesus. Be like, yo, the time I showed you that I needed it, that you didn't have to be there, that you just kept on going. I was like, you know what? Just in case, not just in case it's Jesus. But like, I know what? I helped this person today. Right. Whatever they use it for, it could be advice. Hopefully not. Hopefully they go get some food.
Yeah, that's not your problem. If you give in, that's your blessing. Regardless, amen. It don't matter what they spending it on. Because if that's the case, shit, most of these people don't deserve a damn blessing. The people you know that be begging, you know don't be doing. Needing shit for real. Not them, but a lot of people. Now let's talk about Meek Mill. So him and the 76ers. He owns it, correct? Yeah, he owns the team, Mike Rubin.
Okay, yeah.
He just created a $2 million scholarship fund to benefit underprivileged kids in Philadelphia.
That's fine.
Now, the fund is expected to benefit 1,000 students in the Philly area. The money will go toward the 2020-2021 school year, and it will help students all the way from pre-K to high school get access to resources that they need during the pandemic, which I think is amazing. And I know Meek has been asking for help for different companies. And I want to say, I get that Meek is a millionaire himself, but like, he can't save the world. You know, these companies have way more money than Meek Mill. So I know he was talking to like reaching out, trying to get like PlayStation, PS. Is it, I said PlayStation. How old am I? Is that still around?
Yeah, PlayStation.
Is that PlayStation? PS. Oh, I'm like, I don't play games, so I don't know anything about it. But like, yeah, the PS5 or whatever. You know, he was reaching out to the company to see if they could donate some things. His money next to their money doesn't compare. You know, so for the people that's like, well, he has millions, why doesn't he do it? He does give back, you know, and he just needs a little bit more help to help a little bit more people.
That's it.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's,
you know,
like a team, man. Build it up.
That's it. It takes a village to raise and to help and to all of that. So it said that students from poverty-stricken homes who are selected to receive a scholarship will be able to use the money to either attend private schools throughout the city with costs covered. Or what kind of schools are these? I'm not familiar with these kind of schools. I don't want to say it wrong now. These other kind of schools
it's a private school supported by a church or a parish.
Oh, okay. So, okay, those kind of private schools too. But anyway, for those that want to continue virtual learning, they can use the fund to access equipment like Wi-Fi, laptops, and tablets, which a lot of people did not have. And some of these schools do not give them to the students. Like, I know my nephew's school, they borrow them a laptop and you have to be responsible for like paying the insurance on it. But anything other than that, you know, but some schools, they don't have that. You know, they want the people to have their own laptops, and some people can't afford that, you know, or some people are working from their laptop from home and don't have a second laptop for their children. So, you know, think about that as well while people are at home, and some people can't afford Wi-Fi. I got an argument with somebody about that, and he told me, oh, if you can afford to get your hair done, then you can afford Wi-Fi. I said, these people, some of these people ain't getting their hair done. Like, they're not getting, they don't have money for
what's
that.
What's going on?
Yeah, people are so far removed. They look at $30, like, what's $30? Some people work for hours to receive $30. Right. You know what I mean? Hours and hours.
Word is like, born. And I don't want to ever be too far removed. That's why I don't go back, but I definitely feed with a long spoon. Like, I definitely do that as much as I can. Like I said, I like to do things from the root. I like to go to preschools. Like, I want to try to get like a teacher fund for teachers. Teachers don't get shit. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see if we can build these teachers up. So it could be more teachers. So can we get like a teacher fund? Like, yo, we're gonna take care of our teachers. The teachers gonna take care of the students. They know what the students need. If they're a teacher in that thing, in that field, they're gonna trickle the money down to their students anyway if they're doing wealthy and good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So let's try to get a teacher fund. I think that'd be really dope.
Yeah, we can
think of future.
My thing with that is it's just so hard to decide where the money's gonna go to because everyone needs it.
Yes.
Like, everyone needs it.
Build our roots, you know? From the root, the bottom, the little ones. All
but we do. I want us to start something that's like some kind of a foundation where we can, you know what I think would make sense for us since we do the Who's on Drugs? Like, maybe something for kids whose parents were on drugs or hooked on drugs. And, you know, they got, so we'll try to figure this out. We're not going to figure this out right now with you guys. But if you have any ideas, you could definitely send them on through to the email. If y'all could gather some kind of ideas where y'all feel like we can help and participate, we would love that. So just reach out to us, Bully and the Beast Podcast at Gmail, the Bully and the Beast Podcast, right?
Yes.
Now you say it so much, I don't even know. At Gmail, and just reach out to us. And if you have any ideas, we would love them. I also want to add in there that the new president of CSNBC is a Black woman, and her name is Rashida Jones, not to be confused with Quincy Jones' daughter, even though she did troll and get like a little picture with her sitting on like the shoulder of the other Rashida Jones. It was funny. And she congratulated her as well. But that's amazing to have a Black woman running such a, you know, big news source. Is just great. And she already put certain people in place there because she put on Brittany Cooper is going to be on there. She has a show called Brief But Spectacular. It's a brand new show. And let me tell you something. She be reading, child. So I definitely want y'all to check her out. Not sure when her show starts, but do y'all homework and y'all figure it out. Okay. We gave y'all everything else. We led y'all to the water. We can't teach y'all how to drink, child. I'm Lori L. That's Wax. You gonna say who you are?
I think this is me. Yo.
He's Wax. And we're gonna get up out of here. That's the Bully and the Beast podcast. That's T Diddy. That's Smith. That is Twerk God or Unlocked or Angelo or whatever you want to call him today. It's like so many names with him that I can't even keep up. And we are on our 100th episode and we're done with it. Yes, yay! 2 years in a game. Shout out to all of our listeners again. Thank y'all for supporting us on every platform, Patreon, everything. Thank you for buying Blue Chew. Thank you for buying HelloFresh and making sure y'all support our sponsors and everybody that stuck with us throughout the years. And we will continue to bring y'all show after show, laughter after laughter, and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Right, Wax? And Wax may be coming back next year, a changed man again. Changed man. Hey, and with a new last name.
No. Just I ain't say I'm getting married right now. Marriage and being engaged is you be engaged for 10 years.
You know as soon as you get engaged, you're gonna change your last name, right?
Yeah. All right.
Lopez, what's y'all last name?
Sanchez.
Sanchez. I think that sounds
empanadas.
Right. Empanadas. Wax empanadas.
Now it's Cocalinas.
Oh yes. Wax Cocalinas. And so make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we will be back at you with Christmas, New Year's, and all that good stuff.
All that good shit.
Save y'all money because
never know.
Ain't nobody going nowhere. So you ain't got to buy nothing. Nothing spectacular. Get something thoughtful for somebody to do while they in the house. Get people masks and stuff like that. You ain't got to buy pajamas.
Play bingo.
Go get you a trick. Like Wax was a trick. Oh, you was a hoe. Sorry, you was a hoe.
Back in the day.
He don't want to be a hoe no more. Well, before we leave out, we just want to leave you with our favorite tune, Big as Hell. Oh, this could be the day. Oh, don't forget, guys, if you have a dance for Big as Hell, send it in. We want to do a whole TikTok thing. We're going to kick off the first dance. Oh, I seen that. Go ahead, Angelo. Hey. I like that. That might be one. But see if you're going to be the one at a challenge for Big as Hell.
Bye.
The Big as Hell challenge. Let's go.
Bye.
Big as hell.